I am so excited to be here to talk to you about the Colorado Public Health Mentoring Program. It has grown exponentially over the last 4 years, and I'm excited to share our model with you because I do believe that it's a model that I would encourage other states to consider. So today, my learning objectives are just to describe the history, purpose, mission of the Colorado Public Health Mentoring Program, heretofore referred to as the Mentoring Program, explain the value of an interdisciplinary public health professional mentoring program, and to articulate short-term and long-term impact. So briefly about the history of the Colorado Public Health Mentoring Program. So in 2012, who is now our Colorado Public Health Association president, became the membership director of CPHA, and he had come back to Colorado after working in several organizations, including the World Health Organization, where he participated in a mentoring program. And as the membership director, he wanted to pilot a mentoring program for CPHA. So he had just a few dyads at that time and said, let's see what happens. The next year, it actually more than doubled in size in the next cohort, and it was still just the Colorado Public Health Association. At that time, I actually participated as a mentor and was involved in a leadership project at that time for our Regional Institute of Health and Environmental Leadership. And I said, what would it look like if we actually expanded this to other disciplines? And so he and I started talking about what that would look like. And so in the next cohort, we actually expanded that from CPH alone to our Public Health Nurse Association of Colorado and our Colorado Environmental Health Association. So our three associations tackled this together. Last year, we ran our first cohort that was a multi-association program. At that time, we had, this past year, we just finished, and we had 28 different mentor-mentee pairs. This year, we just closed our applications, and we have almost 60 mentees that are requesting mentors. So we've more than doubled in size again. So this is just showing what our Colorado Public Health Mentoring Program is with all three organizations. We are also talking to a couple of other associations under our Public Health Alliance umbrella that may be interested in also joining us. We've had several people in public health nutrition who are also interested and have participated as well. We'd like to engage that sector more. So why? Why did we do a multi-association program? It's because we're all united in our mission to prevent, promote, and protect the health of our constituents. So what is the rationale for our the mentoring program? Really, we believe that mentoring matters. As you just heard the last presenter talk about, it does matter. It really improves and increases engagement, recruitment, retention. And we've noticed that the literature has demonstrated that. And also, it really has proven to be more, as much, if not more, of a benefit to the mentors than it is as it is to the mentees. So how do we define mentoring? I always like to give some context here. Mentoring is a developmental relationship in which one person, being the mentor, nurtures the professional development of another person, the mentee. I'd like to highlight that it is a process. It's not a one-time event. It's something that has an opening, sustaining, and a closing phases to it, and that it's a process by which one person assists another in clarifying the professional goals and creating an action plan to achieve those goals. I would also like to highlight that our shared action planning is something that is kind of the foundation to our program, which I'll talk more about in just a minute. So what is our vision? Overall, our vision is to contribute to an engaged, connected, competent public health workforce that effectively prevents, protects, and promotes the health of Coloradans. Our goals are threefold. The first is to provide opportunities for mentors to enrich their contributions to public health and further develop as leaders. So there's two components to that, really, that enhance their contribution, and you'll see in a little bit that our mentors 100% believe that they have enhanced their contribution to public health through this program, and also provide professional development opportunity for those mentors to continue to develop as leaders. The obvious one really is to enhance the professional development of the mentee, and then finally to strengthen the public health workforce and networking in Colorado. So there's strengthening the workforce, but also strengthening that network ability through this approach of being a multi-association program. So as I said, our shared action planning is really the foundation to our program. And that's, we talk a lot up front about what does that mean to develop a shared action plan and what does that mean to do it with SMART goals. Being in public health for a long time and in program management, development, evaluation, I think taken for granted the fact that everybody understands what SMART goals were. And I realized that there's a lot of people who have A, never used them, or B, have never used them for their own professional goal development. So I liken it to, and I say this in our orientation, that it's the difference between saying, I want to run a marathon, and I want to run a marathon on July 4th, 2016, and I'm going to do it in Denver, Colorado, and I'm going to train in this way, and these are my kind of process measures along the way to make sure that I will be successful in that goal. I don't run, by the way, so I'm not going to run a marathon. but I do think that it's important. We've had some people that have said, you know, I've never used SMART goals in considering what my own professional development goals might be. So it's been really impactful for our cohort. I'll also say that we, like the last presenter, intentionally are not terribly prescriptive about what we're asking for from our mentors and mentees. We have everything all across the spectrum, everything from a bachelor's student who's not sure if they're interested in public health, who wants to be paired with somebody to just learn more about what public health is, all the way up to a new public health director who asks to be paired with an experienced public health director in a rural area. So we have people all across the professional spectrum. We also allow in our applications for people to state, do you want to be paired intentionally with somebody that is in your same discipline or somebody that is across a discipline so you can actually learn more about public health? So that's been really successful. The other thing that I will say that we've done from the beginning is we've offered the StrengthsFinder assessment, and if anybody is familiar with that assessment, it's about a 20-minute online assessment, and it spits out what your top five strengths are. We've done that mid-program along the way, and last year we heard really clearly from our cohort that they wished they'd had it up front before they ever started their mentoring relationship so they could really have that language to talk about what are your strengths and how can you develop them and how can you incorporate those into your goals. So what is the impact for the mentees? I say this, tell me and I forget, teach me and I remember, and involve me and I learn. And that's really something that we are passionate about, is engaging our mentees in the process. Because we're not necessarily matching one person in a role that is with somebody who has the same role, it's a lot more broad than a transfer of knowledge about professional skills. It's more of a general, what is public health and how can you contribute to it? And what does the future of public health look like? So our benefit for the mentees is really to strengthen and enhance mentees' public health professional development, networking, access to career opportunities, decrease stress and role conflict, leadership enhancement, enhance professional synergy and creativity, increase adaptability in the midst of challenges, and increase understanding of personal strengths. So what about for the mentor? Well, what we're asking the mentor to do, first of all, is really to develop and manage the mentoring relationship. We're asking them to be able to survey the professional environment and transfer that knowledge of the broader professional environment to their mentee. We're actually asking them to sponsor and advocate for the mentee, to guide and be that strategic thinking and dialogue partner, to teach skill development if that is indeed relevant, to model leadership, and to really motivate and inspire our mentees. The benefits for the mentor are to strengthen the public health profession, to have the opportunity to further grow and develop as a leader, to network, to increase focus and professional identity, improve organizational recruitment and retention, and leadership and engagement. So what are our mentees saying? Well, our mentees are saying that professional development has been their number one kind of benefit out of this program. This is our evaluation is still open right now, so these are preliminary results from our evaluation. But that so far, number one, they're saying that professional development has been the most valuable to them. Also, the ability to connect and network across multiple places in public health. That specific skill development has been valuable. Sharing and developing that personal strengths from a strengths finder. And then just inspiration of wanting to participate in public health in Colorado. Also, what are the mentees saying about where they've gotten the primary competency areas through their mentoring relationship? It's in that cognitive skill development, which is really decision-making, problem-solving, innovation, leadership development, and then secondarily that organizing and planning, which is that program and project management, learning about vision and mission and strategic planning. The other ones that kind of have risen to the top so far are the professional discipline skills as well as communication and interpersonal skills. So interesting, what mentors are saying is that 100%, as I said before, are saying that they have their contribution to public health has been enhanced through this program. They feel more connected and are feeling just better about where they are. Secondarily, learning more about other areas of public health. Anybody who's been in public health knows that once you're kind of in a silo or in a tunnel, that you see a lot about environmental health or public health nursing, but you might not understand the full scope of what other people are doing in public health. So this allows our public health to network and really understand. And also, we have quite a few School of Public Health mentees who are now bringing kind of new innovations and telling our mentors about those. Unlike what the mentees are saying that they think that is happening in the mentor relationship, the mentors are actually saying that that professional discipline skills, that teaching about environmental health, teaching about nutrition, teaching about public health, those are the things that they feel like are mostly rising to the top in these relationships. And secondarily, that motivation, transfer of motivation and drive, teaching about resiliency, decisiveness, perseverance, encouragement, that these are all things that are important skills when you're in the ever-changing world of public health. So the fruits of mentoring really are that workforce development to attract and retain top talent, to keep our workforce engaged, to improve the professional satisfaction of our participants. Succession planning, it's coming up as a huge topic in public health. To create a culture of learning, of continuous professional development throughout your career, and to develop leadership skills and expand self-awareness. Thank you. And lastly, I just want to say that it's an investment. Mentoring is an investment in our public health's future. Assuring a competent workforce is really where this most directly fits as far as a mentoring program. But I will also say that because we are assuring our competent workforce and we have this transfer of knowledge and skills and motivation and drive and tools, that we're able to impact all 11 components of the public health wheel. So we have one of our mentors here today, which I'm really excited about. He's so excited about the program, he's joined our steering committee. So that's all that I have for today about the mentoring program, but I look forward to answering any questions for you. And in closing, I just want to say that if we're not going to be the change that we hope to see in public health, then who is? That's it. Thank you.